12th of July 1980 is a date to remember in the history of sport in Giovinazzo. After winning the Italian roller hockey championship, AFP Giovinazzo was preparing to face the dreaded Spanish team ACD Sentmenat in the final of the Winners' Cup. The first leg, played in Spain, had ended in a convincing win for the home team with a score of 11-4, and now the Giovinazzo team faced the impossible task of scoring 7 goals in the second leg. That evening, in the old sports arena of Giovinazzo, there was a whirlwind of emotions. The stands had been full of fans since the early afternoon, buzzing with hope and anticipation. At the starting whistle, the home team unleashed an inspirational and exceptional performance. The Giovinazzo team, driven by a collective energy, began to score goals with impressive clarity. Each goal was met with shouts of joy and incredulity from the fans who could see the impossible gradually becoming possible. When the match finished, the score was 10-3 for AFP Giovinazzo, equal to the first leg score, thus taking the match to extra time. The fans continued to push their team. With strength and determination, the players continued to score while the unerring defence fought back any desperate attempts from the opposing team. When the referee finally whistled to signal the end of the match, the score was 14-4. The arena exploded in a roar of euphoria. AFP Giovinazzo had just taken part in one of the most spectacular moments of roller hockey history, becoming the first Italian team to win the Winners' Cup at its first participation. One of the protagonists of the victory was Antonio Pansini, a doctor who was passionate about sport and president of AFP Giovinazzo for many years. His dedication and his passion for the roller hockey were fundamental in reaching the historical goal. Under the leadership of Pansini, who died in 1997, AFP Giovinazzo collected several trophies and championships, including 2 World Cups and numerous European trophies. His sporting legacy is still alive and well, and the new sports arena carries his name and the pride of the town for this glorious past.